So Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, as mentioned, the last Wednesday night of the year, and the Rambam tells us that this Parsha must be read before Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like that as well. And the Remez given is Kumu V'toku, stand up and blow. Stand up is of course a reference to the word Nitzavim. Toku, reference to Tkiya Shofar. So one has to read the Parsha of, as it were, standing up, which is Parshas Nitzavim, just before you blow the Shofar. Now, why is it indeed important to read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, and what lies in the remez of Kumu V'toku? Now, the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas actually says, and of course, this immediately connects us to Inyona D'Yoma, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, you are standing today. When's today? Says the Zohar, Ze Rosh Hashanah. So the connection could not be more obvious. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, and of course the obvious pshat is, just like the pasuk carries on, Rosh Sheichem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, everybody is here. Everybody is standing Lifnei Hashem, and of course that is an exact reference to Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is Oiver Lefonov Kivnei Moroin, and that would certainly be the simple understanding of why this parasha must be read before Rosh Hashanah, because it's a reminder that just like then, so too every year, Atem Nitzavim, there's always going to be this standing, every single one of us, when? Lifnei Hashem, on the Hayoim, which is on Rosh Hashanah. The Levush points out, furthermore, the Parshas Nitzavim is the Parsha of Tshuva. Ki HaMitzvah HaZois, this Mitzvah of Tshuva is discussed in detail in this week's parasha, and so of course that would also be a very obvious connection between the parasha and Rosh Hashanah. But I'd like to discuss Be'ezus Hashem perhaps a deeper understanding, a very important connection between the parasha of Nitzavim and Rosh Hashanah, which would therefore explain to us why indeed the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that the parasha of Nitzavim has to be read just prior to Rosh Hashanah. If you look in the Medrash, at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, it says as follows. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Im Atem Aguda Achas, if you are one unified unit, then Atem Oimdim, you will be able to stand up. Because as long as Klal Yisrael are Ba'aguda Achas, Ein Midas Hadin Noigaas Bohen. The Midas Hadin will not touch them. They will escape the clutches of Din as long as they are Ba'aguda Achas. Says the Medrash, Atem Nitzovim, you are all standing. Do you know how you are able to all be standing? Because Kulchem Lifnei Hashem, you are all together as one united nation. Apparently, the Medrash is teaching us a tremendous yesod that Klal Yisrael can withstand and indeed stand up to the Yom Hadin, to the Midas Hadin, as long as they are Ba'aguda Achas. Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, you will be able to stand today on Rosh Hashanah, despite the fact that it's the Yom Hadin, as long as you are Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. As long as indeed you are all united Ba'aguda Achas. And this clearly needs explanation. Why indeed and how is it that Klal Yisrael are able to withstand Din when they are Ba'aguda Achas? Now it is very well known, the famous question that is asked every single year, what is the correct atmosphere that one is supposed to be experiencing on Rosh Hashanah? On the one hand, the Torah tells us very famously that Klal Yisrael are besimcha rabba, we wear Yom Tov clothes, and we shower, and we shave, and we take a haircut ahead of Yom Tov. Why? Lefi sheyoidin, because Klal Yisrael know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform a nes for them. So we're so excited about this prospect that we know apparently it's guaranteed that we'll be Zoicha Badin, that Hu Rabbi Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. The famous psukim in Nehemiah where the Novi says, Hayoim Kodosh. Rashi says, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah, and the Novi says, Ichlu Mashmanim Veshesu Mamtakim. You can eat delicacies and drink delights. It's a day of Simcha. So how do we reconcile that with the fact that the Gemara tells us, and the Torah himself paskens, that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Because the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim Apsuchim, this is the day of Emo, in fact, isn't that the name of the Yom Tov? Yomim Hanoiroim, a day of awe. Unasane Toikef, we're all going to say, Ki hu Oyoim Venoira, awesome. So is it in fact a day of Simcha, or is it a day of awe? The Altar of Kelm, as quoted by Rabbi Eliel Lapian, gives a one-line answer. And he says, Be'oifen Klali, Klal Yisrael as a whole, are betuchim, are guaranteed there will be Zeicha Badin. Avol Kol Yochid V'Yochid has to experience the Eima of the Yom Hadin. There is no contradiction at all. Klal Yisrael, as long as they are in fact a Klal, Abatuchim, Yoidim, that we will be Zeicha Badin. And he explains in very simple terms. If Klal Yisrael need rainfall, that yes, there will be Zeicha Badin. As a nation as a whole, there will be Zeicha to rainfall. But whether one particular individual will perhaps be damaged by excessive rainfall, that's the mishpat of the Yochid. And he has to indeed be Be'ema. Says Rav Eliel Lapian, if that's the case, the avoida in these days is to make yourself into part of the klal. Make your own personal individual needs the needs of the klal. If you become somebody who is attached and indispensable to klal Yisrael, then your personal needs are in fact the needs of the klal. And that way you can be someach on Rosh Hashanah. According to the Altar of Mikkel, we understand very well, that's what the Medrash was saying. As long as you are ba'aguda achas, the midas hadin will not touch you. If you are as a yochid, mi yitzdak lefonecho badin, who can possibly stand up to judgment as an individual? But if Klal Yisrael are ba'aguda achas, a united nation, then they transform from a yochid to being a klal. And once they are a klal, then indeed it can be Zeicha Badin, the Atem Nitzovim. You will be Oymed Badin as long as you are Kulchem, as you are as a klal. But if you're just a group of separate entities, a group of individuals, and every Yochid individual has to be petrified. Eimas Adin, there's no Nitzovim, there's no standing up in judgment. And we understand, therefore, that this is the reason why we are reading the Parsha of Nitzavim Amitz Hashem this week before Rosh Hashanah, to remind us of this terrifically important Yesod. If you want to be Nitzavim Hayoim, if you want to be able to stand up in judgment, then the answer is Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. It has to be Koil. Make sure that you attach yourself, make sure that you are part of the Klal, and do not stand apart as an individual. That surely is the lesson of reading Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. But what needs explanation, and this is really what I wanted to share with you tonight, is why indeed is it dependent on that? Okay, this is what the Alter Mikelm is teaching us. This seems to be explicit in the Medrash, that when Klal Yisrael are ba'agudo achas, then the Midas Hadin will not touch them. So clearly we understand the Alter Mikelm's Yisoyin. So be ba'aguda achas, act as a klal. But what indeed is the secret over here? What is the difference? Why is it that a yochid is not guaranteed to be Zeicha Badin? He experiences emo and pachad, as opposed to the klal, they are yoidea, klal Yisrael are going to be Zeicha Badin. In order to explain this, we must go back to basics. Chazal tell us that the avoida on Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Bameh? Bashoifa. there are two obvious questions that must be asked. Firstly, why is being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Avoida on Rosh Hashanah, which is the first day of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah? So clearly Rosh Hashanah, part of the Avoida, must be Tshuva. What has that got to do with coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Second question, why is this done with the Shofar? In what way is the Shofar the way of coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And I think we need to explain with a very important yesod. We all know, we should know, the opening words of Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva, where the Rabbeinu Yoina tells us that the fact that we could be Chozer B'Tshuva is a tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has performed for us. It's a chesed. It's Mimidas HaRachamim. As the Mesillas Yesharim explains, Lefi Shuras Hadin, by the strict letter of the law, if somebody was over an Avera, he deserves to be punished, and deserves to be punished immediately. Omno Midas HaRachamim tells us that no, you could be Chozer B'Tshuva. Veze Chesed Vadai. That is an absolute Chesed She'enoi Mishuras Hadin. Tshuva essentially does not make sense. Or better put, it cannot make sense within the realms of strict din. But midas adin, a person committed an avera, he deserves to be punished. But midas rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has performed a chesed, overrides the midas adin, and says you could be chozer b'tshuva. How so? And I think this is now the yesod. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech, and a melech is poiretz geder. A melech does not have to conform to the midas hadin. The melech is allowed to override the din. Aren't we all familiar with the concept of a presidential pardon? What does that mean, a presidential pardon? That somebody who's on death row for the worst of the worst of crimes, and the president can say, well, he begged for clemency, I'm going to grant it. On what basis? Because he's the president. And he can override the high court system. Melech poiretz geder. Don't we say in davening, Mechal lonu malkeinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to be chozer b'tshuva as the melech. A melech is poiretz geder. A melech doesn't have to conform to the midas hadin. And that's what Rabbeinu Yoina is teaching us. By the strict letter of the halacha and the Torah and the din, there is no room for tshuva. But it's a chesed. Midas horachamim. That midas horachamim is evoked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. As a melech. Melech poiretz geder. Mechal lonu malkeinu. And if so, we understand. How are we mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The number one rule of being a melech is Ein melech b'loy am. If there's no unified nation, then there's no melech. Who teaches us this yesod? The Torah. Vayehi bishuru melech. How so? B'hisasef roshei om yachad shifte Yisrael. When all of Klal Yisrael are united, then there can be a melech. Ein melech b'loy am. Says Rashi there on that posuk, when they are all together, ba'agudo achas and shalom b'neihem, then there's a melech. Ein melech b'loy am. As the famous posuk tells you, b'roiv am hadras melech. So now we understand this terrific yesod. In order for Klal Yisrael to be Chozer B'Tshuva, they have to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to act as a melech. A melech can override the Midas Hadin. But in order to coronate the king, Klal Yisrael have to be unified Ba'aguda Achas. Ba'aguda Achas. If they're not unified, if it's not Yachad Shifte Yisrael, well then there's no Vayehi Bishurun Melech. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to be starting a mitzvah Hashem on Motzei Shabbos, saying Slichos. The Makor of the Inyan of Slichos is a Tana Debei Eliyahu. Listen to this terrific diuk in the Tana Debei Eliyahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, it says that David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's worried. What's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Karbonos and there's no Avodah? How are Klal Yisrael going to be Zoicha to a Slicha? Do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered? Yamdu Lefonai Ba'aguda Achas. They will stand in front of me as a unified nation and they will say to me, in front of me, Sidre Slichos. And then what happens? Ani Oine Oisom, I will answer. When is that? Only when they are Ba'aguda Achas. Do you know which pasuk the Tana de Beliol then brings? Shenema Hashem Hoishio HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yoyim Koreinu. Half level fella. When Klal Yisrael are Ba'aguda Achas, then they could be Zeicha to Slicha. How so? Because HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yoyim Koreinu. If you're Ba'aguda Achas and you're united, Ein melech b'loy am. But once there's an am, yachad shifte Yisrael ba'aguda achas, then ha-melech ya'aneinu b'yoyim kareinu. It's half-level fella. We now understand the whole concept of being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean to be mamlich? How are we mamlich? And why are we mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is, we have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Melech, then there could be no Tshuva. Slach Lanu Malkeinu. We asked a question. Why is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Avoid on the first day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Now we understand. In order to be Chayzer B'Tshuva, we have to evoke the Midas HaChesed V'Horachmin, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides the Midas HaDin. How so? As a Melech. Be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think we now have also answered why Dafka through the Shofar. So on a simple level, the Shofar, the Chatzotzrei, is full of grandeur. B'Chatzotzrei is V'Koyel Shofar HaRiyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. But one second. There is a precedent in the Torah for the function of this Shofar and Chatzos Reis, and it's a pasuk in Bahaloscha. Asei lecha shtei Chatzos Reis. Build for yourself two trumpets. What for? Lemikra ha'eda. To assemble the nation. The function of the Chatzos Reis is in order to assemble and unite the nation. Whenever you want to call the nation to be assembled together, says the Torah, the kli, the vehicle through which you do so is the Chatzotzra. Hafla v'ofela. How we mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through that very shofar. The function of the shofar and the Chatzotzra is lemikra ha'eda. Assemble all the nation. As we said, in order to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, it has to be a united nation. Therefore, if we come back now, the Alter Mikalm said that as a Yochid, you're going to be in awe, Eimas Hadin. But the Klal, Ayoidea, they could be Zeicha B'Din. And we asked, what's the difference between the Yochid and the Klal? Now we understand. A Yochid doesn't have a Melech. An Am has a Melech. Ein Melech B'loi Am. B'loiv Am Hadras Melech. So if a person stands apart from the Klal as a Yochid, he's in big trouble. Mi yitztak lefonecho badin? Badin? How can you possibly be oimed badin as an individual? But if you're part of the Klal, you have become an Am. The Am can be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as a melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be moichel v'soleach slach lonu malkeinu. I read that in the Talmud Torah, in the Cheder of Kelm, there was a paper hanging up in the Beis HaMedrash during the Yom HaNoraim, and it said four words on this paper. Ein melech b'loy am. Hein hein hadvarim. That's the avoida of these days. to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how so? As an Am. Why must we be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Slach lonu Malkeinu. It's only as a Melech that a Melech can override the Midas HaDin. As Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, not al pi din, al pi chesed, rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Moichel v'seileach. I read that when the Meir Yeshiva were in Shanghai, the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Shmulevitz got very upset with the Bochrim who didn't learn in the Beis HaMedrash, and they learned upstairs in the Ezras Noshim. And he gave them very sharp rebuke, and he said, those who learn upstairs are not part of the Tzibur. They will have to stand judgment, therefore, as Yechidim. Frightening words. Frightening words. This is the Yesod, and you know, if we look in this week's parasha, not only Tzavim, it's also Vayelech. What do we find in Vayelech? Hakel. Gather the entire nation, Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf, says the Kliyoko. Do you know what that Maimud is all about? Hoyo Ba'avur HaTshuva. Ba'avur Tshuva. It was a Maimud of Tshuva. And that's why we understand there has to be Ba'hakel, Anoshim, Noshim, Taf, everybody together, Ba'aguda Achas. If that's the case, I think now we've answered all our questions. Let's come back to the beginning. Atem nitzovim hayoim. Kulchem lifnei Hashem. The Zoya says hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. The Medrash told us that how are you oimed badin? How are you nitzovim, standing upright? Only indeed if you are kulchem. Only indeed if you are kulchem. I found in the writings of the Saba Mikelm himself, basically, word for word, everything we have said. Chazal have told us, says the Alter Mikelm, you have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's only when everybody is Kulam Ki Ish Echad, he says. Zehu Kiyum HaMalchus. And therefore, he says, Iker Tamlichuni Aleichem is Achtus Avodas Yisborach. Do you know why? Shenema Vayehi Bishurum Melech Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. This is the Yesod, and therefore we understand. Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, on this day of Rosh Hashanah, and this is of course why we are reading this parasha before Rosh Hashanah. If you want to know how indeed can you be Nitzovim Hayoim, how can you be upstanding, like the Medrash says, if they are Ba'aguda Achas, then Ein Midas Hadin Noiga'as Bohem. Why not? What's the magic formula? Because if they act as a yochid, then mi yitztak lefonecho badin. But if they are ba'aguda achas, then ha-melech yaneinu v'yem koreinu. Ba'aguda achas, they can be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as a melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be meichel. And I think therefore, b'derech remez, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling you. You have to read Nitzovim before Rosh Hashanah. What was the remez? Kumu v'toku. Stand up, Nitzovim. Toku, blow the shofar. Now we understand the connection. How indeed will you be able to stand up? It's through the koyach of the shofar. We said that the shofar is what is ma'asef, what is ma'ached all of Klal Yisrael. If there's a toku, there could be a kumu. The Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem, how does that come about? Through a unified nation. Let me just finish with one last line. I was very excited to see in the Shem Mishmuel. Yesh Litein Tam, we need to give a reason. Why is it that we always read Nitzovim before Rosh Hashanah? Says the Shem Mishmuel, the Rosh Hashanah is a Hisasfus Haklal Kuloi. Is a unifying, a gathering of the whole nation. That's the way you are Mamlech Hashem, because it says, Vayehi Bishurun Melech. So this is the exact same Yesod. Exactly as we pointed out. The reason why we are reading this parasha, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, because this gives us our marching orders. These are now our instructions. If Klal Yisrael are in a situation of Kulchem, Ba'achtus, Ba'aguda Achas, the Midas Hadin will not get the better of them. Then indeed we could be Someach on Rosh Hashanah. Ichlu Mashmanim, Veshasu Mamtakim, we could be guaranteed we'll be Zeicha Badin. How so? because if we are unified, we are an Am. Yachad Shifte Yisrael, there could be a Vayehi Bishurun Melech. Ein Melech B'loy Am. Once we become an Am, there's a Melech. A Melech could be Moichel. Slach Lonu Malkeinu. A Melech can be Moichel. Because it needs to evoke that Midas HaChesed V'Harachamim. If we're going to go with a strict din, mi yitztak lefonecho badin. That is the avoido in these days. That is the inyan of the kriya of Parshas Nitzavim prior to Rosh Hashanah. We should all be zeichem mitz Hashem to be Nitzavim hayoim, to be oimed badin on the yom haRosh Hashanah. How so? Through the kulchem, through being aguda achas be'ezus Hashem. That way, haMelech yaneinu v'yom koreinu. We should all be'ezus Hashem yizborach be zeichem to aksiva v'chasim etoiva.
Amen.